one of my favorite Bear players of all time, right here, Doug Plank. And I got to tell you, it is a thrill to meet you and talk to you. Thank you for
Well, even my wife doesn't tell me that.
Well, no, it's great. And first, thank you for helping out a lot of kids, Doug. I mean, that is really awesome.
You know what? In my life, I remember the first really big break I had, somebody that influenced my life. I was in junior high, and I had the opportunity to go and hear an athlete, George Blanda, speak in Western Pennsylvania, where he grew up and played for the NFL, Chicago Bears, Raiders, all these years, and he sold a dream about getting a scholarship, going to college, having your dreams come true through living a sport, something you love to do. And it completely just electrified me that night when I heard that. And I think every person that's ever played in pro sports has a responsibility to share the message with kids, the possibilities and opportunities out there, not just to play the sport and have the incredible experience, but you know what? You can influence so many people in your life. And ever since I got done playing with the National Football League, I've tried to do everything I can to encourage kids and give them the opportunity to dream big, because your dreams can come true.
It is so cool. You played at Ohio State.
Yes, I did. And when I was in Pennsylvania, I always grew up with Penn State. I was a big, huge fan of Penn State and their coach, Joe Paterno. And I got to my senior year in high school, And I really wasn't getting any interest from sports and things like that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be proactive. And this is what I just tell a message to young people. Don't just sit back. Become active in what you want to do or what you want to accomplish. I started writing letters to Joe Paterno my senior year in high school. Going to 10 games, I wrote 10 letters. And I didn't hear anything until after the season. And one day, I'm called to the office, and Joe Paterno is at my high school, Norwin High School.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, Doug, I'm not here to recruit you, but I want to tell you I have never received letters as emotional as I sent. And he said, is there anything I can do for you? And I said, could you please just say that you had an interest in me, not that you were recruiting me? And there was an article written in the Pittsburgh Press the next week, Joe Paterno visiting Doug Plank. In 1 week, the head coach from Ohio State, Woody Hayes, shows up at my high school, and he says, I just read an article about Joe Paterno being here. Would you like to go to Ohio State?
What was Woody like to play for? I mean,
insanity.
He was a character.
He was he loved this country. He was a true American, a patriot. I mean, every single day he was telling messages and stories about players that had played for him and just the great opportunities here in the United States. And I don't know, I do appreciate Woody Hayes. Because he made sure everybody graduated either in 4 years when you were playing, or you had to come back as a graduate assistant, and he just wanted 100% of his players to finish Ohio State with a degree. And I'll always remember him as somebody that was a tremendous motivator.
It's a great story to say that you had to go through that just to get to college, and then look where you end up as far as an NFL player.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though. You know, when I get to Ohio State, I didn't realize this. I never played on AstroTurf. The first day, I tear my leg up. MCL, ACL, two ligaments and cartilage, surgery immediately. And I was so, I don't want to say criticized, but, you know, other players on the team going, man, you couldn't even last 30 minutes here, and now you're injured. And I came back going, I've got to prove something here. My sophomore year, and I wasn't starting because I was playing behind a kid that was going to play in the NFL for 12 years, a first-round pick, Tim Fox. And I finally got my chance my senior year. Tim got hurt for a week. He twisted an ankle. And I played against Northwestern, and a Chicago Bears scout came to the game, Bill Tobin, and I got drafted based on one game I play in college. Our Chicago Bears scout is there. I get drafted in the 12th round by the Chicago Bears. I get here to Chicago, and I go, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to make this team, but everybody's going to know I was here.
Absolutely.
And I showed up, and I was starting unbelievably by the end of the preseason. I was a starting safety for the Chicago Bears.
World famous 46 defense.
46.
And, I say, because I think a lot of people, even in my early days, assumed 46 defense was named after the alignment. How do you line up 4-6? But maybe, until I heard the story, it's based on you. Basically, you were the inspiration for Buddy Ryan. Your play inspired him to name it after you.
Yeah, it was funny, because when I first got here, I was number 25 my rookie year going into the first game, and we traded for an all-pro receiver, Ron Shanklin from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was number 25. And just like the Joe Green commercial, you know, with the Coca-Cola, whatever, you know, he goes, kid, hey, rookie, you got my jersey number. So he took my 25, and I go downstairs, and I ask the equipment manager, you got anything left? He goes, how about 46? I go, sounds good to me.
Wow.
So 46.
Wow. And the rest is history. You know?
That is amazing.
I played every play like this is going to be my last play. I'll be honest with you. You know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I had great teachers and great motivators all the way through, and you know, starting with Woody Hayes and Mike Ditka. And, I mean, I just had coaches that were unbelievable, and I just had an opportunity to just learn something from each one of them. And, I mean, how else? I'm drafted the same year as Walter Payton. Him and I are roommates because of alphabetic order, Payton and Plank, for several months.
Yeah.
And I just found, I tried to get inside Walter Payton's head. What causes you to just be this incredible player? And it was this drive that I tried to adopt in my play and just say, you know what, every play I'm going to show up. People are going to know where I'm at.
Talk about a bit of going against Payton in practice every day and all that kind of stuff.
You know, he was a first-round draft pick, and, you know, I quickly discovered, you know, I played with the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Archie Griffin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Walter just was a special person, great, unique personality, and he never quit. He was always trying to improve himself. Those stories about him running up hills, I know, because I tried running with him.
Uh-huh.
It was incredibly dangerous,
yeah.
And he would just do things. I really thought, unfortunately, he was going to pass in an automobile accident because he thought he was an Indianapolis 500 driver, and he would scare the life out of you if you ever drove with him. So I only rode with him one time. I never was in the car again. But you know the history of this franchise. I mean, just to be a little part of it, whether it's the 46 defense or it, you know, being with Walter Payton. I mean, it was just such a thrill.
Yeah.
Describe for us Buddy Ryan.
Ruthless. Sergeant in North Korea, and he came in and he just basically, you know, if you would have came into our meetings, you would have thought you were on a highway with a CB radio because nobody had a name. Everybody had a nickname, or he called you an adjective. And
what was your nickname?
My name was Blondie.
Okay, that's not so bad.
I had blonde hair. Yeah, I don't even want to get into some of the other names. But Buddy Ryan was an example of motivation. He motivated you in no other ways that I felt like a coach could. Was his the way he corrected people usually was, we called it the triple crown. You were either a dumb donkey, that isn't exactly what he said.
Right.
It was horse manure, that isn't exactly what he said. Or you blew your mind. Now, we would go through a whole game film, and that is the only three words he would use in the whole game film. Not about being out of position,
right.
You were dumb donkey, horse manure, or blew your mind. And we used to call, if you had all three in one play, it was called the triple crown. If you got the triple crown, you were probably going to get cut the next week. And he had nicknames for everybody. And all these guys that were stars in college, and they came in expecting all this great treatment, and they came in and they were literally ridiculed from day one.
Yeah.
Mike Singletary, Dan Hampton, right on down the line.
Yep.
It didn't matter. Mike Singletary didn't start when he first got to the Chicago Bears. And you know, what happened eventually was the general manager insisted, he went down to the meeting room and insisted in front of a lot of people, Mike Singletary was going to play the next week against the Chargers. Mike only played 1 week. He made the mistake of calling timeout, and he came to the sidelines, and Buddy Ryan says, no rookies call timeout on this team. Sit your butt on the bench. And he only played one play that day.
We're talking with former Bear Doug Plank. And, Doug, you are one of the hardest-hitting players in the NFL. What was it that made you play that tough of a defense? And did people consider you a dirty player?
Yeah, you know what? People didn't realize this. The first 3 years in the Chicago Bears, I was the least penalized player on the team.
Okay.
The least,
all
not
right.
The most.
All right.
And, you know, I was taught through my life is give everything you can. I mean,
oh my
first
gosh.
Place to the last. Even when I coached in college in the NFL, I would look at players, do they play better early in the game or later? I want to make sure I watch a game, whether it's the first play of the game or the last play. I couldn't recognize, you know, they were the same level of energy and enthusiasm. So it was one of those things that I just felt like I had something to prove. And, you know, I'm not a big, very big player. And, you know, that's the one comment I think I'll tell you is everywhere I go, people go, oh, my gosh, you're so small. you do, everybody does have something to prove in this life. I don't care who you are, whether you're in business. I really feel like I've had a lot of success even after football in franchises with Burger King and now with Wendy's. I'm teaming up with the Road Ranger here in Rockford, Illinois, and we're going to be putting Wendy's in Road Ranger travel centers.
Now, that is cool. That's news right there.
There you go.
Thank you for being here.
No, I really
thank you for what you're doing.
You know what it is? Honestly, I'm serious about you with younger kids. You know, if we can change one person here today and maybe give them some advice or some suggestions to motivate them to go in a direction, God bless us.
Yeah, it's really great. And you've gave me so many thrills. Doug, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sports Fan Radio 1330.